Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, good afternoon to you once again. Welcome back and thank you very much for tuning in. You are listening to Adventist World Radio powered by SID Media. We're about to get into our conversation now with our Ask a Pastor pastor, which is Pastor Ngorema, who's going to be joining us on the line to give us some perspective. Let's see if Pastor Ngorema can hear us. Pastor Ngorema, can you hear me?
Greetings, everyone.
Good afternoon, my pastor. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm pretty well. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm awesome. Thank you very much for taking our call for us today, Pastor Ngorema. And we really appreciate that you are going to be our pastor the whole week, giving us some perspective on the questions that people are going to be asking. Are you ready for our question for today?
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm ready.
Lovely.
Yes, I hope the Lord will lead us in sharing the word of God.
Lovely. Our question for today, Pastor Ngorema, is what is the role of fasting in modern spiritual practices?
Oh, thank you so much for that good question. My understanding, the role of fasting has everything to do with our connection with our God.
Right.
When you fast, you are maybe adding more seriousness or more concentration in asking God's hand to be upon you,
right,
or to for God to intervene in your issues.
Okay. Do we have any biblical basis for all these the sessions we're making about fasting, Pastor?
Hello?
Are we taking this knowledge from the Bible or are we simply using deductive reasoning?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing up that one. It's from the Bible.
Okay.
Yes, our good example is Jesus. Luke chapter 4, after his baptism, he spent 40 days and 40 nights praying for himself to start his mission.
Right.
So Jesus is our good example, yes. So all our discussion or our response will come from the word of God.
So where in the Bible does it say we must fast?
Okay. Well, we have Matthew chapter 6.
Yes.
When Jesus was addressing his disciples, including the part of the multitude.
Right.
Yes. After sharing other issues, on Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, he encourages he gave us the method which we are supposed to use when fasting.
I understand the methodology that he is proposing there. It seems as though he's talking to people who are already fasting, but are fasting in the wrong way. When he says, and yeah, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, yeah, they have received their reward. But when you fast, he doesn't say you should fast. He says, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So there, he is simply telling them the modality of fasting. My question is on whether we are told by Yeshua or God or anybody, where do we get it in our scriptures that we should fast?
Okay, the originality of fasting.
Yes, my pastor.
Maybe to get the place where he said, guys, go and fast, it might be difficult. But
right.
Isaiah chapter 58 has some sentiments where God was addressing the Israelites through Isaiah.
Okay.
When he said, is this the fast which I commanded you to engage into? So meaning to say, there's a place where
He commanded them to fast.
He commanded, yes.
Right.
That people should should fast. And fasting, by the way, people are not forced.
Right.
Yes, you can see the need. Maybe the spirit will tell you that at this level you are supposed to fast. But when one is supposed to fast, the person is not supposed to be forced.
Right.
By an individual or a group, or you have to agree.
Right.
The way we pray is the same way we are supposed to.
Pastor, are you still there?
And fasting is part of praying. It can give us a conclusion that it's a command from the Lord that we are supposed to fast.
So when we are the reason why I'm asking is I'm trying to get the actual role of fasting.
Okay.
I imagine that wherever God instructed people to fast, He told them what role fasting will play in their spiritual lives. As our question is inquiring today, can we go to where God instructs fasting?
Okay, that question caught me off guard. Maybe I'll try to address that tomorrow.
Not a problem.
On our next.
Not a problem.
So
no
that
problem.
I will. Yes. I'll give you with enough information.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, you were still telling us.
Yes.
I understand. Not a problem, Pastor. So you were still telling us the role of fasting. Go on. You were still expounding on it. And tomorrow you can come back with the verses. Go ahead, my pastor.
Okay, I was saying, fasting is there to maybe strengthen our bond between us and our God. And
right.
Like praying, fasting prepares us more to interact with our God.
Right.
Yes, just like prayer doesn't change God, doesn't add any value to God, but it prepares us.
Okay.
Or it draws us closer to our God.
Okay.
Yes. So yes, fasting now, we are saying, like, for example, that's Matthew chapter 17, where Jesus descended from that mountain. He encountered that man with his child, and the disciples had failed to exorcise the demon, which was in that young man. And Jesus said, this type of a challenge requires not only praying, but you have to add prayer, meaning to say your concentration or your commitment to such a challenge is supposed to be more. It's not supposed to be more like casual.
Right.
So fasting help us to be more sincere.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I understand it. Yes.
I hear you. And does that still apply in today's practices, spiritual practices?
Yes, it applies, because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
And it was meant to address the people of the past, of the present, and even the future generation.
Yeah.
So the same principle applies. That's my understanding.
That's a very interesting point that you're raising there, Pastor. I'm asking that now because there are people who are asking in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, why do we not see people fasting and praying for people to be healed? We don't even have a doctrine akin to that. Why do we not see people fasting and praying as Christ said in the verse you've just quoted?
Okay, I think if people look for other people who are fasting and praying, it's wrong. But personally, I am supposed to pray and fast.
Right.
You are supposed to pray and fast according to the word of God. You don't have to look for other people to do it for you, but each and every person is supposed to listen to what the Bible is saying. And these things are happening. People are fasting. People are praying. If you haven't encountered someone who is praying for someone to be healed, it doesn't mean they are not there.
Right.
Yes. So these things are happening in the age. People are getting healed. People are fasting. People are praying for the healing hand of the Lord to do its work upon humanity.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that point, Mfundis, and I think you're absolutely correct there. I think the question I was trying to ask is based on that Matthew 17, verse 21. I'm going to read it for those who may not have their Bibles in front of them. Christ says, however, this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to establish. Right. Christ is the one who says this kind of demon will only leave when you pray and fast. And the question, therefore, is if Christ is saying that and we are supposed to be walking in his steps, why is it that we don't walk in his steps as the church today, that we pray and fast to cast demons out? Now, the pastor is saying it's happening. That's why I'm trying to establish where. Do we have anywhere in our literature in the Seventh-day Adventist Church where we teach people what Jesus taught to pray and fast and cast out demons?
Okay. Personally, as a pastor,
right,
before I go out for evangelistic campaigns, witnessing, etc., etc., I always pray and fast
right
for my program. When I go out there, truly the power will be there to pray for the sick, and they'll be healed, and those who are demon possessed, and they'll be freed.
Right.
So the practice is there, maybe in other corners where people are still growing in Adventism, they are not practicing it, but this thing is supposed to be done, that we pray and fast. Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Pastor. I'm not disputing that it's supposed to be done. My curiosity and my question is not whether it is supposed to be done or not. It's whether it is done in the seventh day, whether it is done.
Personally, I have personal testimonies. Yes, I'm here in Zimbabwe, in the South District. We are praying for sick people, and they are getting healed. Last time, a certain lady was barren, and she gave birth to twins. You see, so after praying and fasting,
right,
God remembered these people. Yes. So this side is happening. So I call upon everyone, every Adventist, to do what the Bible says.
Yeah. So I hear you, Mfundis, that you are doing it as a matter of personal practice. I was wondering if it is an Adventist practice. And if it is an Adventist practice, do we have any of our literature backing that up?
Okay, I might not be careful to answer the question because I know part of the world and I don't know the other side,
right,
how things are happening.
Right.
But since it's from the Bible, maybe besides my side, we have other churches, Adventist churches, where things are happening.
Right.
Yeah, so I might not safely say I know a place besides mine there. I'm not careful to give a response on that one.
Okay.
But what I know, these things are happening.
Yeah. Okay. No, I hear you, Pastor. I hear you. So finally, is it for everyone, the praying and fasting? I suppose this question speaks to people's health status. While anyone is encouraged to do it, as the pastor is saying, is it good for anyone? Because there are some people who are, because of their health, not advised by medical doctors to go without eating. Some even struggle to leave home, and then when church goes over by an hour, the sugar is already acting up. And so I'm wondering if fasting is good for everyone, since it is a spiritual practice, or it is only for healthy people. How would the pastor respond to that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Okay, my take on that one is fasting is for everyone,
Right.
but yes, but we are supposed to do it according to our healthy. And according to my understanding, there's a certain fasting which God encouraged as well, Isaiah chapter 58, where people are supposed to do away with evil, and they were supposed to do good or deeds of charity. That's
Right.
another way of fasting. And in the book of Daniel, the four Hebrew guys just took vegetables instead of king's delicacies.
Right,
They
right.
fasted other types of foods. So situations must tell you on how you're supposed to do it. What is important in the issue of fasting is your sincerity in
Right,
what you'll be
right,
doing.
right.
So after fasting, your health matters a lot. Even where praying, your health matters a lot, you see. So everyone is supposed to fast,
Right.
but you have to use it wisely and do it wisely and apply the
Right.
type of fasting which is good for your health.
I've heard a lot of people calling what Daniel and his three compatriots to be a fast, calling it a Daniel fast. And yet in Daniel chapter 1, doesn't call it a fast. Why do we call it a fast, Pastor?
Maybe fasting is just leaving those things which you like most and trying to concentrate on something else as a way of saying, I'm concentrating in achieving this goal.
Right.
Maybe that's how I can define fasting. So
Oh.
these guys said, we want to do away with these things which can excite our flesh.
Okay.
We want to concentrate now on what God requires.
Right.
So, yeah, and Jesus is another example.
Okay.
He did not eat the 40 days and the 40 nights, according to the Bible.
Right.
You see, leaving all the pleasures, trying to concentrate, to put his concentration in a certain area, in a certain
Right.
direction.
Right. Okay. No, I hear you. I
Yeah.
hear you loud and clear, Pastor. Thank you. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Looking forward to all the textual basis for it tomorrow and more questions that the listeners will be asking. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Mfundis.
Thank you, my dear elder. Be blessed. Thank you for the program. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you
I'll
very
be
much.
ready tomorrow to share.
Same time, same place, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be blessed.
All right, appreciate it. Take the blessings, ever so needed blessings. We appreciate it, Mfundisi. That is our pastor for the week, Pastor Robert Ngorima, who is going to be answering all of your questions. Remember, this segment is designed for you to bring those questions, and I will be putting them to the question. My producer is going to find you a pastor who's going to answer you the question. And for the whole week, Pastor Robert Ngorima is going to be joining us to answer your questions. And today's question was, what is the role of fasting in modern spiritual practices?
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.